Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, love will find a way. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and again, you are at the right place at the right time. Oh, ever so much more now than ever before. And I have my reasons for saying that. And as we get into the program, that will become much more clear. Thank you again for taking the time out this evening. We here, Progressive News Weekly, as I like to share, are here for you. It's about news and information that's gathered, called from around the globe, typically more so than not within the continental United States, although we do cross the borders from time to time to bring you information that you just won't hear elsewhere, at least not as you will hear it here. Unadulterated, straight, as we say, no chaser. And it's given the time that it deserves. No political or business interest, no spin, just bringing you straight news, information. And it's information that's been vetted, so no talking heads here. This isn't Jerry Springer. Nothing against him personally. But this is no, well, as the saying goes, recently with what's going on in our society in terms of the social injustices that have taken place, we've put a significant amount of focus on the African American plight. We've talked about how the diversity of the planet is filling the energy to a small degree been with for centuries. And so that's a good thing. And we will continue to highlight that. We started a series a few weeks back where we're going to be doing an in-depth investigation on how we can make a difference and then laying out solutions. So look for that next episode in the, before the end of the month. Okay, well, folks, I appreciate you all tuning in, and thank you for taking the time out. I have preempted the program this evening just so that you could understand what's going on with Productive News Weekly. Sort of a lot going on. We're in sort of a soft hiatus. I say soft because we are live behind the scenes working to bring you new and revitalized and restored and re-energized Productive News Weekly. Of course, we are Productive News. I mentioned for the last year about that we would be transitioning from Progressive, which is so abused and misused, politically especially. And so we won't be partaking in that term. Not that we're letting anyone force us out of it. It just doesn't represent what we're about. And, of course, we all must evolve and step back and take a look at ourselves, and we've done that and determined that is a lot more representative of what we are really about because, well, Progressive can be very subjective and can be looked upon from various perspectives. But you're either productive or you're not. And we're about productivity. And because what we bring to you is real news, as opposed to fake news and information, it's vetted, it's information that you truly can research and validate. And I always encourage listeners, if you've found something that's counter to what you hear on productive news, let us know. Drop me an email if you don't have my reach number. And if you don't have my reach number, then you probably have never communicated with me before. And so in order to establish that communication, you'll want to send me an email. And you can send an email to productivenews@outlook.com. That's productivenews@outlook.com. And we'll respond and we'll have some discourse, and then perhaps we'll have some live conversation and we can talk about it, and I'll give you some reference points to whatever it is you're interested in getting more information on. But there's so much fake news out there. And as I often say, especially for my listeners who are regular, you know this, left wing, right wing, same bird in terms of politics. We try to stay out of politics and just stay strictly to the facts. Wasn't that a quote from a Humphrey Bogart movie? Anyway, we can handle the truth. Another quote, right? I believe that was Jack Nicholson, right? Yes, we can handle the truth. The question is, can you handle the truth? And that's what we're bringing, and we're going to be bringing it hard-hitting more than ever before when we return in our full-length live programming. So much going on now with the administration that's currently in place. Won't get into much dialogue because I do want to, as I said, continue with the replay from last year, July of 2020, when we had Ms. Eula Pasternak bringing her energy as a wellness and human energy expert to the airwaves. And I just thought it was so apropos. She'll be coming back live, of course, in the not-too-distant future, along with many of our regular guests, Dr. Eddie Taylor, a socialist, and we'll be getting Dr. Joy DeGruy back and some of the others who are regular guests, in addition to a whole canvas of new and productive minds that'll be joining us. So stay tuned if you're on the mail list. If you're not on the mail list, again, drop me an email to productivenews, no spaces, productivenews@outlook.com. If you're interested in joining our research team, please drop an email. Because we really are looking to expand this informative movement of real information. And so before we go live, just a couple of things. If you're in the Plainfield area, well, I should say northeast coast, we're about 20 miles out of New York City, just southeast of New York, and about 15 miles just west of Newark, New Jersey. So we call it the metro area, and that puts us about an hour out of Philly and maybe another hour out of Connecticut, hour and a half. So we're kind of northeast New Jersey. And I received something today. There's an event coming up next Thursday, a concert right here. We're going to have Ray Goodman and Brown. And I always appreciate when folks send me information that I can share. So if you have something going on, even if it's not on the East Coast, I'd be glad to blast it out nationally. We are a national program. Shout out to all my folks around the country, whether you're out in California or over in Denver and Texas, and of course my homies and back in Ohio. Shout out to all of you. Our folks right here in New Jersey, of course we can't forget Massachusetts and New York and Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Florida. And there, not want to get myself in trouble and forget folks. My folks out there in Texas, love you. Of course, we got South Carolina, North Carolina. I sound like George Clinton. And we got the folks down in Chocolate City also. Remember that? Chocolate City. So even our adversaries up in Michigan, I say adversaries because I'm a true Ohio fan, a state fan. And but all those who I may not have mentioned, I just thank you for tuning in. I know somebody's going to call me and say, you didn't mention Arizona. Okay, my folks in Arizona, we love you too. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Please continue to share Productive News Weekly. And as I said, if you're interested in joining the team, Productive News, that's what it's all about. ProductiveNews@Outlook.com. I'd be glad to correspond with you. But yeah, we're going to have a concert, a tribute to those who have fallen. We're going to have Ray Goodman and Brown and a whole host of other folks. You might remember the guy, the band GQ, remember? I think their super hit was Disco Nights. I used to love that song, partied hard to it. The Blue Notes going to be there, little jazz. So it's going to be a nice event in the park. If you want more information, reach out to me at productivenews@outlook.com. It's going to be on the 19th of August from 4 p.m. until. And there's also going to be an idol, America's Idol competition from this area. The local version will be taking place too. So that's what's happening. There's also Harlem Week going on in New York. They do that every year. I think last year maybe not because of COVID, but I think they're reinitiating some form of that. That's in Harlem, always a blast. I believe that's going on this weekend up in Harlem, New York. So, but with that said, in terms of what's happening in the media, be careful, again, with the fake news. Be careful with what's happening over at, especially with CNN. Be very, very careful with that. Too many folks are just keeping it tuned there without getting some balance. And I check them out. I got to check them out. Fox is suspect. I'm more of a One America News in terms of alternative to CNN and MSNBC. But you got to have that balance. You have to. Don't be too quick to poo-poo Mike Lindell, Frank Lindell, excuse me. I know he's doing some things, bringing some information out about the election and what's happening. But all that aside, that's somewhat politics significantly. I have my feelings about that and was it real and that. But one thing we do have to be very aware of, folks, is the situation with China. I believe we're in a dire waters right now. And we have to be really tuned in as to what's happening and that influence there. Very ashamed of what happened with my own state homeboy, not my city homeboy, but LeBron and some of these in the NBA that kowtowed. And you have to do your homework. You have to go back and see. I watch the videos. I do my homework. Dick Gregory taught me read and look and listen. If you go to the videos and you see these folks pleading with China, you know, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't have spoke out against you. It's pretty sad. And these are millionaires, but it's all about money. So if you're pleading with the entity that is not in my best interest or the country's best interest, then you must be operating on your own interest, being a millionaire, in some cases billionaire. You feel you have nothing to worry about, so you can kowtow. And so watch our entertainers and athletes and celebrities who easily can afford to kowtow to the enemy, in effect, because they may not be so much affected initially. That's the other thing. They don't even realize. But that would be my key takeaway for this evening is tune in. And that's why I'm leery about our current administration right now. They seem to be very closely linked. And that is concerning. So just be very tuned in and sensitive to that. And the energies will bring you what you need to bring if you seek it. If you seek to understand, what is this stuff Daryl's talking about? Maybe I should tune over to One America and just for an hour and see what they're talking about. It's a research channel, and that's why I tune in. It's not that it's this right-wing extreme channel, anti-left. It's they do a lot of research there. And I have begun to research their research, and I'm getting a lot of validation from what I'm seeing. So when I began to see that, then I had to take a second look and look kind of sideways at the other so-called news medias. So this is bigger than I think many and probably most realize. No coincidence. And you might say, well, why would all these entities collaborate? It's about money. Someone told me once, a mentor, several decades ago, watch the feeding lion. And what that means is, you watch what he eats, what she eats, what they eat, and you determine, you know, what they're about and how they hunt. And it often what we're seeking is right in front of us in terms of the truth. And there's a lot of non-truths going on our boob tube. And that's why you need alternative views. I had a relative say, you're telling me you watching something other than CNN? You weren't watching that Fox stuff? Fox I'm leery about. But as I said, Newsmax, I do try to every now and then catch them. But One America, very much a research channel. MSNBC, CNN I like to watch just as an alternative. But you need the balance. If you're just tuning in to one side, you're digging a deep cavern for yourself and your loved ones. So I want to leave you with that, folks, and we're going to be bringing you news and information going forward. We're not going anywhere, looking for your input as we do restore, revitalize, revamp your suggestions, and stay tuned. So with that, we're going to go back to that replay, that special replay from Eula Pasternak back in July of 2020. Now remember, in July of 2020, a lot was going on. We had the BLM stuff starting to happen. We had just had the Floyd, you know, situation explode, the BLM movement. Be careful with that, folks. You know, there was something that came out from BLM about a month ago. I have all this documented where there was a statement made, if you're flying an American flag, you know, you don't need, you're not black, and you don't need to, we should go after you, and that type of language, that's dangerous language. I'm not a BLM fan to that extent. Now, again, that was out of the Utah chapter, I believe. But the national, you know, they didn't rebuke it. So are we at? Is that where we're at? I'm not there. I'd like some input dialogue when we come back live, and I'd like you to send me some emails. Is that where we are? To be careful of a takeover. This isn't a conspiracy theory, as Dick used to say. This is just plain conspiracy going on, folks. You know, COVID, now we got a Delta, Fauci, was it Fauci? Well, maybe Fauci. I mean, but however you want to pronounce it. I've got a side eye on him as well. I mean, if you do your research and realize who he's linked with, I mean, he's linked with the Wuhan lab, and that's unquestionable. And so if you want to question if it's unquestionable, do your homework on it. And, you know, don't just believe me. Take the information that I'm bringing just as a lead for you to do more. And hopefully you'll come back and share with us more of what you found, and we can germinate and hopefully, you know, let this be what it's supposed to be, a country for the people, by the people, and of the people, not of a few who want to just gain power at anyone's expense. So I'm not down with the, if that movement is about anti-American, I was never down with that, let's leave and go back, or now I guess it's not go back, I'm talking about Africa. And I guess now the movement is, you know, defund. That's anarchy. I'm not down with that. It's going to affect more of my people than anyone else in the neighborhood. Chicago is a mess. That mayor should be removed. Just my opinion. You know, crime is rising in every single state where they're defunding. That's a fact. Do your homework. I'm not trying to, you know, speak something against any political party or anything like that. I'm just strictly the facts, Madam Humphrey Bogart. So when you see that and you know it's affecting disproportionately yours, you have to say, is that in our interest, in the border south? Is that right? I mean, these are people that are coming across unvaccinated, remember. And another fact, no one's denying that. They're coming across unvaccinated, and they're being flown, bused, ship country. Fentanyl on an all-time high in America. Fentanyl, just about as addictive as crack. And we all know what happened with crack in the 80s. If you don't know somebody that had an issue with crack, you probably are, let me say, you're not black. I can make that statement because I'm black. Can't stand people talking like that who aren't even black. Beijing, Biden. But anyway, the point I'm making is, statistically, it's been found out that 80% plus of fentanyl is coming from China. So we got to be careful, folks. And with the borders being wide open, this is the perfect storm recipe for literally internal turmoil. And I'm not down with it. If you've never heard the term George Soros, you need to do some homework. He's funding BLM. Found it. White organization found it. I'm just dropping some nuggets of knowledge for you to go and do some homework. I haven't been on live in a while, but I thought I'd come back and drop some nuggets on you. And not for you to believe me, but for you to do what your due diligence is for your loved ones, because you probably and most likely do have children and grandchildren, or at least sisters or someone you love, I hope. I don't think, be on the planet if there wasn't someone there for you to love, because that's what this is all about. And so I just can't encourage you enough to stay informed, stay connected, keep in prayer. That's the other thing I'll close on. The writing's on the wall. Many of these organizations, and I'm not trying to push Christianity or Judaism or the Muslim faith or any other, just a belief in love, which is God, by any of those standards. And when you start seeing, these folks are looking a little anti-godly here, and that's an obvious sign. So I get concerned when I go to a church and I hear the preacher talking about anti-certain political party, when the political party they're promoting is engaging in violence, anti-Americanism, promotion of those who don't have our country's best interests, other countries, i.e. China. When I hear that coming from the pulpit, we're in a dire state. So folks, I don't know if there's 10 people listening or 200 right now. But if there's two, that's all we need, because there was a David and there was a Goliath. I love you. Let me know what's going on in your world. You got to take care of your family, folks. We got to do that to the best of our ability. And if you extend your best effort, you're going to be fine and they're going to be fine. So I've given you some nuggets. Let's go back and listen to Eula Pasternak, lovely lady, and one who truly does speak truth to power. And we're going to start that program at the top. And we'll see you the next time. Hopefully we'll be coming live. So we're going to come back at the top of the program.
Thank you.
another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and again, you are at the right place at the right time. Oh, ever so much more now than ever before. And I have my reasons for saying that, and as we get into the program, that will become much more clear. Thank you again for taking the time out. We here, Progressive News Weekly, as I like to share, are here for you. It's about news and information that's gathered, called from around the globe, typically more so than not within the continental United States, although we do cross the borders from time to time to bring you information that you just won't hear elsewhere, at least not as you will hear it here, given the time that it deserves. No political or business interest, no spin, just bringing you straight news, information. And it's information that's been vetted. So no talking heads here. This isn't Jerry Springer. Nothing against him personally. But this is no, as the saying goes, mama drama or daddy drama. It's real. It's about making changes, making differences in the lives of people everywhere, especially those who are more disenfranchised than others. Recently, with what's going on in our society in terms of the social injustice of the planet is filling the energy to a small degree of what African Americans have been coping with for centuries. And so that's a good thing, and we will continue to highlight that. We started a series a few weeks back where we're going to be on how we can make a difference and then laying out solutions. So look for that next episode in the upcoming weeks before the end of the month. And next week we have another hard-hitting investigative report coming to you. And so the week after that, we'll be coming back to you live to have an adjunct to discussion on making a difference. You and I, we need to be thinking about, planning for, and then executing. This is the time, folks, like never before in history. There is an opportunity. Now, we're not there by far, and the Black Lives Matter movement is an integral part, far from the core that it appears to be. And we're going to be getting into more of that, and hopefully we're working on having, in the weeks and months ahead, representatives from various areas and of participation in this movement, because yes, we are in a movement like never before. And there's so much that we're all Wuhan, Corona, COVID-19 virus underscored that. And there's so much to be said about that. And we're going to be getting much more in-depth on that topic next week, in fact, with regard to the social injustices that have been highlighted over the last couple of months. We're going to be getting into some more in-depth information on that as well. Some things that may shock you, may knock your socks off. Maybe you want to come to the program without socks next week, because we don't want to have to shock them off of you. So be aware and tune in for that. In the meantime, we must all cope day. And some of us are faring better than others. And I'm not talking financial at this point. I'm just talking being able to energetically handle what's going on. Just to be energetically able to handle what's going on. And truly, core of things, speaking of core, we're going to talk about core off and on this evening. That's the heart of the matter, the emotional and the spiritual, as well as the physical. It has to be a holistic, balanced approach in order to cope with what's going on. You see, we're being bombarded by the media. And I've said this for the 10 years I've been on the air with you, for my long-term listeners. Be very, very careful you're allowing into your psyche. There are subliminal messages that are coming out of that boob tube. And we've called that thing a boob tube for what? Half a century now? And it truly is a boob tube more than ever before. You know, it was Malcolm that said, you know, am I being hoodwinked or bamboozled or a combination of all? Be so, so careful. Right now, everything is a program. And if you think of a program in the sense of a computer, something that is logically or illogically put together for a specific purpose, well, that's what we're exposing ourselves and our loved ones to, blindly allow ourselves to be influenced by that boob tube. So please, folks, don't ever just turn that on. I want something in the background, or I just need something to take my mind off of my day, or I just want to watch a sitcom or some sports, because now you got to be concerned with what's happening in between. Nona Hendricks, drive it in between. You know, we have to be careful. The commercials are dangerous, not to mention the subliminal messages in the programs themselves. So we must be educated, and we must be aware. And we must renew our senses, not just on a daily basis, but on a moment-by-moment basis. When I say renew our senses, I'm talking about the awareness factor. The awareness factor. In light of everything that I'm saying, of course, naturally, one would ask, well, what do you suggest? Well, holistically, mind, body, spirit, emotion. The first step is to be aware of all of the above in that area. So, again, my regular listeners, you're familiar. Every now and then, we got to kind of clean house, so to speak. Every now and then, we've got to clean house. And not on a physical level, but on a mental level, and an energetic level, in order to cope with the day-to-day things that are going on around us. Seems as though our society is topsy-turvy, upside down. No, don't misunderstand me, because I know a number of folks are still able to, you know, manage, basically, you know, put two ends together to sort of make a whole sandwich out of life. But where's the nutrition? This is an analogy of the whole thing. Are you really being nourished? So we have to be so careful. There's so many dynamic components of what we're being bombarded with that we're not aware of. So again, the key, from my perspective holistically, It starts with awareness. And then once you're aware that there is a deficit, you can begin to work on meeting the deficit. And then, of course, you've got to exceed the deficit to be in balance. And so this evening, we have an expert in that area, and speaking of energy, and we're going to talk about being well, spiritual level, but on a mental level, and of course on a physical level as well. We're going to talk a little bit holistic wellness and things that we need to be aware of holistically. So we're going to get into some of that discussion. I'll repeat this throughout the program as listeners are beginning, to tune in. We're going to have a bonus before we close out the program, very possibly. And I'm just going to wait on that, see how that pans out. And I've been told we may have a listener or so. We'll see how that works out. But if it does, you'll certainly want to hang on to the end for that. But our guest, our special guest this evening, and my regular listeners, you're so familiar with this guest. It's just so timely with everything that's going on. And when I talk about being in balance and how important that is, it's key. Flowing right now, there's so much anger, dissent, sorrow, able to put those things in balance. And that's what we're going to talk about somewhat this evening. Bringing ourselves in a sense on a societal level. And don't misunderstand me, because we don't want to overlook some of the specifics. And I never will. And when I say specifics, I mean some of the injustices that are going on that are being talked about. But we need to put it all in perspective. And trust me, as an African-American male, I live it. I will never forget. And I think it's important that none of us, regardless of our culture, white, black, brown, beige, whatever, reference, is made, as long as it's not derogatory, gender, income, it's like one of the homies said in one of their albums. I'm talking about the none other than the OJs out of Ohio. It don't matter, because at the end of the day, you'll bleed. Isn't laughter good, folks? We need to just sometimes lighten up a little bit every now and then, and just kind of let it flow. I am in an environment where, tell you, and many of you know, I work with seniors and helping them with their health and their wellness. And so with what's been going on in these last several months, seeing transitions has become somewhat common. Not as much as many, believe me. In the environment I'm in, we kind of jumped right on the situation in terms of being safe, agree at a minimum, in terms of turnover, if you will, using that term. But it's not uncommon for once a month to come in and find out or receive a phone call at home, Mrs. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so made their transition. In fact, we had just had two in the last couple of weeks. Now, these aren't all COVID-related. This is something that I've coped with, environment. But it puts things in perspective about the fragility of life. It truly does. And that we have a responsibility. Those of us who are above ground physically, have a responsibility, because we're not here for no reason. Very serious speak about humanity, when I specifics of disenfranchisement, and I think about the children, I think about the injustices that are going on, and I think about what can we do to be well. I've always said, as they say on the airlines, if you've ever flown, most of you have, if we have a problem, folks, gin mask drop from the ceiling, please put it on yourself first so that you may be able to help someone else. And that's a responsibility, not a right. We need to put our own oxygen mask on, folks, to our senses. Think as clearly as we can as we see some things around us falling apart. Not all. Our role and our purpose for being here is to help see those things fall together. And indeed, they may be falling together, and because of outside influences, perspective, having us thinking that they're falling apart. So we must be very, very careful. And we're going to talk about some of those things with our special guest, who I know is in studio and has been hearing me go on with my monologue. She's able to join us, and I don't like to let too many weeks or months especially go by because of her talent and her energy and her spirit that she brings to the table. Eula Pasternak is a wellness and human energy expert, and she's also well-versed and considered a food expert by many nationally, certainly in the area of GMO, genetically modified organism. She is well respected. She's the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living and now Liberation. And so we're going to talk about how can we be well on a holistic level and cope with what's going on. There are pressures that we're all dealing with. A lot of us get on edge. You know, we turn on the television and it's just one thing after another. But I would say to you that there's some rainbow in those clouds. Ms. Pasternak, can you hear my voice? Can you test your mic?
Hello, everyone. I can hear you well. How about you hearing me?
Yes, clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. Ms. Pasternak, thank you for taking the time out this evening. I know you're very, very busy with what you're doing and making a difference in the lives of many. And yourself, I pray you and your loved ones are well and safe in this environment that we're in.
Everyone is doing what they can. I am, for my state of well-being today, I have actually received an exchange of healing with a colleague because I was defeated.
And I didn't hear that. You said you were exchanged.
I
missed that.
Healing.
My headset fell out.
I exchanged healings with a colleague to balance myself up.
Okay.
I was slightly defeated. And I know that extends to everything that I say and do with others. So your metaphor for flying on a plane and in an emergency when the masks are released and we are asked to please put the mask on yourself first, that is what I did today. And that is what I pray that we as humans transition more into doing for ourselves, because that is our accountability for how we feel, how we act, how we interact. That trickles outward, and it represents what state of body and mind and heart and soul we vibrate at and represent. We all are challenged some days, like you said, are more challenging than others. But taking that inventory of how we're doing probably needs to be more where we do things gradually. I just hope that more and more good humans who are tired and worn out realize that a lot of that tired and worn out is their own doing. Because we don't take the time to check in with ourselves. Uh-oh, I don't feel balanced. I don't feel good. I might need some time to balance myself. And actually do it. Because we are so well trained not to do it. Put someone else's well-being ahead of ours, put someone else's needs ahead of ours, and even considering giving ourselves time out, that is a need. That's not being silly or selfish. We give children time out. What about adults? How many parents give themselves time out because they just snapped at a child, because they did not manage their response to the stresses in life?
That's kind of profound.
Observe.
Say that. That's kind of profound. I want to stay on that for a moment. Repeat that again. You said how many of us, is that what I'm understanding?
Adults, yes, exactly.
Do not.
How many of us give ourselves time out? I exploded, or I was unkind, or I was unaware that I'm lying. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I just shared inaccurate information. I am no longer in charge, and I need to give myself time out to reconnect to the higher realms or higher energies or higher form of me, which is called the higher self, to get that footing, to get that grounding, to get that something that balances our foundation so we can again be in better charge of our stability, of our kindness, of our patience, challenged, to be provoked, to be tested. We all have buttons. We all have limits. And that is the whole point. Growth means allowing those uncomfortable situations to teach us and learn from them to grow, to heal, to share more, even though, yes, we're tired. Yes, we're frustrated. Can we take time out and be effective in redirecting the thinking, redirecting the emotional instability or physical discomfort, to be kind, to be stable, to be compassionate, because we all struggle feeling energetically what's going on. How many of us are surprised that an athlete suddenly has a heart attack and dies? Or someone so well off commits a suicide? So happy together, suddenly are getting a divorce. Resisting judgment and flowing that kindness. And like you said, laughter is medicine. Beauty is medicine. Joy is medicine. And a creative force. How many of us accomplish things more quickly when we like what we do? When we have fun doing it together? define our own tools, our own limits, our own ways we interact with this world to maintain that beauty and that kindness and that peace. So much starts with us.
Can I ask you a question and use an analogy? Our psyches, our ability to perceive that which is around us. And listeners, I'm opening the lines up at this point for your input and your comments and questions, if you will. The number is 347-838-9142. And just press 1 on the dial and myself or Cecil will pick you up and put you in the background and give you the opportunity to comment or have a question, if you will. But we have, and what stimulated this question is some of the things that you just said, that sometimes we need to give ourselves a time out. It's almost as though we have to do a reset. Sometimes you have to reset your computer. If you get so much on it that it's overloaded, sometimes you have to clean it out. If you get a virus, sometimes you can turn it off, and sometimes you'll turn it on and it'll reset without the virus being there. What I'm getting at is that we're bombarded with so much, and I know you work with clients around the country and beyond, around the world actually, in helping them to clear. And we're at a stage in our society where we're reaching, and I've been talking about this one for about 8 years, a critical mass where more and more, certainly not uncommon, that folks are beginning to understand that there's a critical mass, there's a spirituality to life that can't be denied. And, James, I believe it's James Redford, his book Celestine Prophecy, which is somewhat of a fiction and nonfiction combined, Redfield, I believe, is his name. But he talks about a critical mass where we're more aware of our capability in terms of energy and perception, how we sense things on an energetic level, positive versus negative. We have those abilities, but I don't think it's a coincidence that they've been dulled. This is where I'm getting into the question. Is it coincidental that a lot of the things that we're bombarded with clog our filter? Because we have a filter to be able to filter out, and if we just bombard it with so much, that filter, if you will, just gets overburdened. Anything that has a filter in it, I don't care if it's your vacuum, if it's your automobile, if it's your coffee pot, if it has a filter and the filter stops working, invariably, that thing that the filter is in is going to be damaged, because there are things that are going to get in it that are going to be harmful for it. And so taking that to the analogy of the human, we have filters, and I'm not talking about the senses, the eyes and nose and the taste and hearing and all of that. I'm talking about a natural innate sense that allows us to be able to perceive. And as society evolves, that sense becomes more keen, but yet where we are now, it's becoming more dull because of how we're being bombarded with garbage, if I can use that technical term. And that leads to us perhaps, not discerning and speaking, to things that need to be spoken on. It's just so many things that are around us that you say, well, how come no one said anything? So long to put two doors on a van. I mean, just some little things that we just get dulled by, and we get in a lockstep by and just go along with. And so I'm asking you, is that what I'm talking about, making sense from the professional perspective of clearing out? Because I know you work with clearing and cleaning out the energy, unblocking, if you will, and I do some of that with the pranic healing that I've come to study over the last 5 years or so. But I know yours is at another level, what you're doing. Eula, you know, Eula, we talk, we keep it real, and I'm okay with it. I may disagree, but I'm okay to hear your perspective if it's not in line with what I'm thinking occurs with us. That was a long-winded kind of a question or inquiry to stimulate some conversation from your thought process.
I'm thinking along the same lines because humanity has always been tested. We are here to be challenged. Each one of us needs to work with some definition who we are, what we are, why we are here, why do we need to be challenged, and what is here that truly challenges us. And those answers can be stabilizing and discerning and giving us that stable foundation or not. And that is what we are here to visit and revisit and like I said, take inventory. How stable am I? Because that means how healthy am I physically, emotionally, mentally, and on this whole level. So just because we're bombarded, does it mean we're getting closer to pushing through that something or someone is trying to stop us or slow us down? Or have we created so much mess because we don't want to grow up? We want to be the children of God. Well, enough. This world needs us to be more grown up. You're on a job. So how much misery, injustice, do we need to see and feel for us to say no to and act accordingly and not wait for someone else to say something but actually act on it ourselves and do more kindness and do more justice and do more accountability for what we represent and how well we represent that divinity. And that's why I enjoy helping and also hearing the redefined success in life, redefined sexy, redefined beautiful, based on new definitions of I am aware, ooh, yum, that is sexy. I can get back to that inner peace. I did really well today because everyone around me was impatient and losing it. I did well. Today was a good day. I love hearing that. I check in with my students. We do have a psychic connection through the lineage, so sometimes I get a little text message saying, did you check in on me? Yeah. But you didn't text. Yeah. I send you happy thoughts. And they felt it. And that helped them. And that is what different level of awareness about our powers, turning them on, activating those frequency structures, those light structures that we have in our light body, that is what makes it easier.
Do we all have those those abilities?
We all have them. Some of us are already born with a little more opened up, a little more activated. But we all have them. What the ancients understood and prepared as technology for us. You want power? You want to remember? You want to be a better human? Here it is. Turn yourself on. Or ask someone to help you, because some things we need someone else to come in and turn on for us.
Is there a negative side to it? Are there those that are enlightened that don't want others to be enlightened and use some of that energy in a way that's not beneficial for all? Or even more so, that is intended to, from understanding those abilities, have that played a role in some having advantages over others in the development of our society, going all the way back? I mean, so many questions, so few answers, but what's your thought?
Of course. The competition for our goodness rages on, and it has been here from the beginning. If we are here to bring light, are we welcome here, or are we here to be tested how well and committed we are to bringing light, because light is power. And how much power can one handle? And what do we do with that power? Taking inventory, and doing something to make sure that we flow that power to create good in the world. Do we use that power to blow up and destroy and then drain? Or do we use that power to push through and create that opening for joy, for passion, for beauty? Have we done with our divine power to take care of each other? One of my Facebook posts that got a lot of comments was, I was comparing the number of deaths from hunger to the number of deaths from COVID. And of course, a little ironic comparison. So I don't know what your numbers next week will show, but that was such a discussion. How silly I am in comparing those two numbers. Like, well, death is death. The end of someone bringing light and love to this world. Now, from hunger could probably be resolved a little sooner if we pulled together, if we were kinder to each other. How many children die of hunger? How many elderly are neglected? The virus has nothing to do with it. And we certainly don't need a vaccine or any medical intervention. We need open hearts and open minds to organize ourselves. So when I see that happen without government intervention, without waiting for someone else to do it, when we organize ourselves and do it to provide for each other, everyday hero and superhero, and that is what creates that wave of good that others can tap into.
So that touches base to that question of what are we doing with the power, and what are some others doing with their power, and are you using their power for good or for not so good? When you start talking about things like hunger, you know, I think about things like poverty. I think about the injustices of some people. Especially groups of people that are ostracized. I was talking earlier, and I'm going to go there because that's who I am, and that's my energy, and I'm going to allow it to be free as an African American. I don't want to be divisive, but I want to be exact as well, and I don't want to suppress either. And so I have a concern there, because there are some who would say, oh, well, here you go talking about that again. But what is that? Is that not have the right to exist like anything else? Can it not be spoken on when there's a specific challenge that falls within that area? And can we discreetly, as we talk about this power, define a role that it's playing in the imbalance of specific areas like those? And those are the things that, you know, from the human that you have, that, you know, I'd like to have discourse about, which we're, you know, this evening don't have time, because we could have a 2-hour conversation, you know, going into that, of course. But does that not play a role in all things? You know, like you said, with poverty, with hunger, with injustices, is that same wave of energy that's necessarily not a good energy, but a bad energy, play a role in all the things that are not good, that affect segments of our society?
Absolutely. How do we present that energy, that wave, that to the world? Can we remain in charge? Or do we have to riot because we are out of control? Are we able to maintain dignity or not? Yes, sometimes we blow up. Can we? How do we respond afterwards? Can we get back to dignity? How quickly can we get back to what you said, the word balance? I call it stability or integrity. That is what I'm asking everyone to redefine, check in, reboot, find ways to, like you said, computer analogy, start over and do better. Start over to clear out the junk, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, and start over with more balance.
So as you clear out the garbage, it's not as though there weren't positive things there all along. Is it not that once you clear the garbage, the things that are good are revealed? Am I making any kind of sense?
Please.
You know, because sometimes I think about prayer, and I pray a lot. You know, I do. And then I see, you know, fruits of the prayer. And I think it's a combination of seeking that higher positive good, but also eliminating the bad. You know, there's a tune I like to play, Accentuate the Positive, at the end of some of the programs. And it says, accentuate the positive, eliminates the negative. It's not so much you're focusing on the negative, but when you focus on the positive, you can't focus on two things. So when you highlight,
and
it's going to tie in.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because I'm thinking, as you know, we're about to get to the bottom of the program, and Ula, I'm going to ask you to maybe, if you have time in the next week or two, to even open up with me for some of the dialogue coming up. Because this energy thing covers everything. It covers poverty. It covers racism. It covers injustice. It covers sexism. It covers classism. It covers it all. And so...
And we have many isms that can be, oh, what else will they try on us,
mm-hmm,
to filter our divinity, to dim our light, to shut us down, to be complacent, manipulated? What version of slavery will they try on us to to keep us from our divine power to create good in this world and resist being pulled into those games, those manipulative, harmful, hurtful energy structures that want us to be their fuel, whatever their agenda is. But that's what has been going on, and more of us are willing to look at it and say no. And the game changes when we know that they know that we know.
So they up the ante.
The game. Exactly.
And so many of us get pulled in, I was going to say. Because it's constant.
Yes. But
it's not easy.
Decide. Of course not. If we allow it. Yeah. I appreciate, you know, the question, whether it was long or short. Doesn't matter. Let's question it. Because if I don't feel good, what have I done? What have I either missed, didn't notice, or what have I done to dim down my light, whatever, filter, or junk? What have I done? What did I miss? What did I, like, not notice because I'm impatient? Wait a minute, what have I done? What kind of junk is in my field that is polluting my access to patience, my access to whatever form of balance I am capable of at this moment? And yeah, take that time out. It's like, uh-oh, or ask for help. Uh-oh, I need help, please. I want to be accountable for my actions. And that is what more of us are capable of actually understanding on a much deeper level. And when we choose the help, we feel it. I gave myself a swimmer's ear, and then my head decided to teach me lessons. I was just like, oh, I think I need a cleanup. And a colleague gave me a cleanup, and this immediate relief was so pleasant and so amazing. Wow! And humbling, because such a beautiful validation of what's prepared for us to help us deal with the overwhelm and overload and, like you said, filters on, off, sideways. Whoa!
So do we draw that relief to us? We have that capability. I mean, you can do it, you know, from a professional perspective. Because I'm asking that when I think I have a need. Oh, do I have a need? And if I focus on that enough, it surfaces one way or another. Oh, I have a need. I have a need for transportation when way out it's transition, or I have a need for something to be corrected, or and you have a need for more employment, or I have a need for, you know, better relationship, or whatever it is. If you focus there, I think, you know, we're coming to a consciousness that is energy that you can draw.
Energy, but also electromagnetic. So
electromagnetic.
Can we pull that? Ah, universe is electric and magnetic. So magnetic pulls it towards us, ideas, and plan, and then act on them. So it is electromagnetic energy, electricity, magnetism. All we need is to navigate and be accountable. Now, I'm blessed because I have good knowledge, good tools, and I have chosen to turn that power on. And when I start feeling overwhelmed, or I am like out of my balance, or there are many better words probably than balance, out of what I called out of my integrity with myself, because I have pretty high standards. It's like, uh-oh, I'm slipping. Time out. Time to ask for help. First try it myself. But there is no shame in asking for help. Then I get back to, you know, then I can be more certain and stable, knowing that my help would actually be helpful. Empty sharing with empty creates more empty. So scattered with another scattered, scattered attracts the magnetic pull too. But we have so much by design that we can use to help ourselves. Why not teach that to children? Why not focus on how powerful we are and to help each other instead of competing
wow.
for attention, for egos, for resources, competing for power instead of knowing that the true power, as we always say, is love, is joy, is kindness, cooperation.
Cooperation. That is, you know, Ula, I want to continue this. I see that, yes, we have one, and you've been in studio with this individual, and Dr. Wright has just tagged me that he has something he wants to share, Dr. Craig Wright. And so, we're talking about this communication and love, and so I want to bring Dr. Wright to the airwaves and see what he has for us, because he has been telling me he has something. So if you will, I'd like to bring him to the airwaves and see how this ties in to us. Let's find out. Dr.
Yes.
Wright, are you there?
Yeah. Hi. Yes, I am.
Yeah. I know that you said you had something that you wanted to share. Have you been listening to any of the dialogue that we've been having?
Yes, I have. About drawing on energy within, self-help, relying on self. And Dara, don't mean to interrupt the show. I just want to take a minute. I had to call you to notify you and your listeners about a new commercial opportunity. And my last time on your show, I told you that January was a number 29 month. 29 stands for abundance. Family share program. It's safe. It's effective. It's a way to get $42,000 a year tax-free. Now, I had to call in immediately. This is happening now, and I wanted to share with you. I want you on board. So thanks for your time, Daryl. Only needed a minute, but I'm sending you the information right now.
No, wait a minute. You dropped a bomb. I can't let you drop it and not explode it a little bit, Dr. Wright. Wait a minute. We can't do that. I'd be disingenuous and not of my own energy. So I'm going to ask you if you can give me just a few minutes. I know you got a very busy schedule. And you've been on air with
Daryl,
you. Know,
I appreciate you taking my call, Daryl. I'm going to send you the information. It's not something I tell you as well as I can show you. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to send you the information. You'll have it. If you want to share it with your listeners, tell them to contact you, okay? I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay. So, but I want to understand that it's an opportunity that is going to, I think, let me see what he's got here. He just texted me. He had to drop. Talk about dropping a bomb. Okay, well, folks, it's a family share plan. Well, I am certainly –